So we're not quitters here. We're not quitters. We need to make the decision that giving up, I'm not sure what's supposed to be in there. I don't know how we pause, but we pause the transcribing. Okay? It's not an option. Okay? Giving up is not an option. We're in this thing for the duration. And the duration is eternity. And we can't even imagine how long eternity is. Okay, but we keep keeping the faith. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Okay? The Amplified reads, so faith comes by hearing what is told. You know, it bothers me when people say the stories of the Bible. No. Now this is me, okay? These are facts of the Bible. These are facts of life. These are facts of history. And it's not a story. Not story. We tell them and share them with our children, and they look at it like that. But it comes to a time that we have to say, okay, now, this is not some little child cartoon or something like that. This is a fact. This is a fact, okay? What is told and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ the Messiah himself. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible. Everybody say impossible. It is impossible. There's not the slightest possibility of pleasing God. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, talking about God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, I don't know about you, but I like rewards. I like having rewards. I like it when I'm rewarded. Okay? Keeping ourselves fed with the Word of God. Anyone who eats now and then will still be alive, but they won't be in very good health. They will be malnourished, weak, and the end result, lacking happiness and vibrance, which is the state of being full of energy and life. The same is true with faith. You can keep it alive, but it won't be thriving, growing, or yielding a victorious life if it isn't fed continually. Isn't fed continually. You know, I can go for days without eating, but pretty soon I want to eat something. But I can't go for days without feeding myself the Word of God. Okay? Can't do that. As we continue reading and hearing the Word, we keep increasing our faith, causing us to desire to keep moving forward with what God has in store for us. Now think about this. Does anybody here tonight or anybody out there on streaming have any idea what God has in store for us? We don't have the slightest idea. We read in Revelations about what heaven looks like and everything. But, you know, I've heard people give accounts of going to heaven. And I've listened to what they've said. But there was one minister that I believe really went to heaven for a while. I don't know what the duration was that he was there. But a lot of them that claim that they went to heaven, it's been proven to not be factual. It's been proven. But this one minister, I listened to what he had to say. And I had it on a tape and I went back and played it several times. And the more I thought about it, the more I think, I believe he went to heaven. I believe he went to heaven. He said, I really didn't want to come back. I can imagine that. I can imagine that. But what happens? Keep the promises of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, or yes, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. We're the ones that brings the manifestation of the Word of God by being obedient to God's Word, and we bless Him. We're a blessing to God. If you have received a word from God, don't give up. Don't give up. I've shared with you how it took over 20 to 25 years for me believing God to get handrails on these steps out here. Now, when you go out tonight, don't slide down them, okay? Just take a hold of them and walk down them. you know, like that, because they do have a little knob at the end of them that will get your attention if you slide down it. But, you know, and this building out here, reaching into the world, has been a dream of mine for over 30 years. And while we're doing it, but we're getting ready, this year is going to be a real sizzler. I really believe that. And so if you've had something from God, if God has spoken something to you, or if as the prophet of God comes, Brother Lewis, or other minister comes and ministers to you by the Spirit of God, don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. See, we're guilty of trying to place God on a calendar or on a clock. But understand something. With God, it's always now. Now faith, the faith that we have now, not 5 minutes from now, not what we had yesterday. But sometimes, if we'll be honest with ourselves, we lose our faith, and then we put God on a clock or on a calendar, and then we begin to doubt we're going to receive what we prayed for. So don't give up on what He ministered to you. It makes no difference what the situation looks like. Stand on God's Word till He manifests His Word. I've been fighting in my body for over a year and a half, and I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. I am pain free. No discomfort, no uneasiness in my body, and I will not return anything. I will not turn anything that is of God away, and I will not accept anything that's not of God. And I thank God for doctors. I've got a doctor that's working with me on this. But I'm telling you, I stand on God's Word. I serve two doctors. I have two great doctors in my life. One of them's at the VA and there, but the greatest one is the great physician. The great physician up there. If you have received a word from God, don't give up on what He has ministered to you. It makes no difference what the situation looks like. Stand on God's Word till He manifests His Word. Jeremiah 1:12, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. The Message, I like this one, The Message. And God said, good eyes, I'm sticking with you. I'll make every word I give you come true. Let me read that again. I'll make every word I give you come true. Who watches over His Word to perform it? God does. God watches over it. So we can say God is not asleep. He is alert, watching over His Word to perform it. Have you ever heard the question, or even asked the question yourself, why don't God do something? I hear people today about the deal in Israel and Gaza. Why doesn't God do something? He is. But most of the time He's waiting on His children to do something. Okay? God knows exactly where we are at and what we are going through. He is waiting on us to seek Him. Lord, I found out that I don't get in trouble with God when I say, God, what's going on here? What's going on here? Let me know what's going on here so I'll know how to respond. And then I listen. I've learned to listen. When you talk to God, then listen. Okay, Jeremiah 29:12. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Okay? Verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me. Oh, I'm just seeking. I've been seeking God. Well, something's the matter on your seeking, because God says, if you seek me, you'll find me. You will find me. When ye shall search for me with all your heart. Oh, there's the kicker. You can't have your heart. Oh, what's that old saying? You can't love two and your little heart be true. There's more truth to that than what we think about. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. Anybody else ready for that? I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. Psalms 119:2. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies. Uh-oh. And that seek Him with the whole heart. He always puts a kicker in there. Golly. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. But yet at the same time, there's times I'll be reading and studying and I'll have to say, focus, focus. Stop wandering away. Focus. When we seek God, we don't seek Him half-heartedly, but with our whole heart, with our whole being. Not allowing ourselves to be worn down by spiritual attacks. You know, Satan is persistent. I'll tell you that. The devil wants to wear you down. That's why you will often see one thing after another coming at you from every area. A layoff followed by strife in the home and then an illness. It can get ridiculous. However, you don't have to allow yourself to be worn down by spiritual attacks. In fact, you can choose to ramp up the fight. Between you and the devil, someone is going to give up and someone's going to give up and stop fighting. Just make sure that someone isn't you. I'm in this fight for the duration. I'm in this fight till I win. I'm in this game. It's not a game, but it's, you might call it a game of life. It's my baseball, it's my bat, it's my ball diamond, and I have the referee in my pocket. So we're going to play this thing. I don't care if it's dark, daylight, or what. We're going to play until I win. I am the winner. I am the winner. Between you and the devil, someone is going to give up and stop fighting. Just make sure that someone isn't you. That you will never stop reading the Word, believe in the Word, and speak in the Word. So we have to ask ourselves, how am I doing? Be honest with yourself, because God already knows. How am I doing on reading the Word? How am I doing on speaking the Word? How am I doing on listening to the Word? Can't fool God. God knows everything. Being strong and of good courage. Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. All the law. Remember, they were under the law. They were under the law. Okay? So I want to put it like this. That thou mayest observe to do all, to do according to all of the Word. All of the Word. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now let me ask you, who is the one that's involved or the one that's held responsible for making the way prosperous or having good success? Me. I'm responsible for that. Now that word meditate, I kind of like this. To murmur in pleasure or anger. I'm not much of one to raise my voice. But once in a while I say, hey, out! Out of here. Get out of here. Just not much for one doing that. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, let me read this 7, 8, and 9 to you from the Message Bible. It's really enlightening. Give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Woo! Now stop and think about that. When you get out of bed in the morning, think about that. He's with me every step that I take. He's with me every step that I take. 2 Chronicles 15:7. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. That's a promise if there ever was one. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The Amplified reads, and let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due time and at the appointed season we will reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So how can we keep from being weary? Staying strong in the Lord by drawing our strength from Him. Well, that's a good question. Jude 20, though. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I always like to include verse 21, because let me tell you something. If you don't include verse 21 into this, it's going to sap you. Okay? Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of your Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now look at Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Like I said this morning, hey, when you see that, it's this way and no other way. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. See, we're not dependent on our own self. And then he goes on down and lists the armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. It's not our armor. It's God's armor. And it's been fashioned for exactly for us. And we never take it off. We keep it on. It won't rust. It won't rust. You can take a shower in it. Amplified. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Woo! So it comes back. It's up to me. It's up to me. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Refusing to fear, keeping fear out. I know I hear a lot of people, they're fearful about what's going on in Israel and Gaza. They're afraid that the United States is going to be pulled into a war with Iran. Well, if we do, bye-bye Iran. Because God is still the God of the United States of America. I don't know where they get their polls from, but I believe they're lying on these polls. God is still the God of the United States of America. And He's still the God of Exciting Living Word Fellowship here in Anderson, Missouri. Look at Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now let me say something here. That right hand of God, whoa, He's got the whole universe that He holds in that right hand. There's nothing too heavy for Him. And I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Amplified reads here in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Now let's look at Acts 18:9. Because this kind of refers back here. And one night the Lord said to Paul in a vision, have no fear, but speak and do not keep silent, for I am with you. And no man shall assault you to harm you, for I have many people in this city. And I got to thinking about this. There's sometimes I'm looking at things and I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I ask you to lay me on the heart of your best intercessors in the world. Maybe in Anderson, maybe in McDonald County, maybe in somewhere else in the States, maybe in some other country. But lay me on the heart of your best intercessors, because I need prayer, and they will know how to pray. I am with you, for I am with you, and no man shall assault you to harm you, for I have many people in this city. Well, they're not going to harm me, but they're going to pray for me. They're going to lift me up, because there's some people that don't stop saying, well, Lord, what am I supposed to pray for him about? Don't ask him questions like that. Just pray. Just pray. If you're driving down the road and that thought comes to your mind, just start praying in the Spirit. Just pray. God wants us to know. He'll let us know. Sometimes we try to get too much of God's business in ourselves, and then God says, wait a minute. Since you know that, well, now you're going to have something hard to deal with. Sometimes we just want too much information. When people start to fear, they place their faith in what they are fearing. Let me read that again. When people start to fear, they place their fear, their faith in what they are hearing. It becomes a big thing in their life. Oh my, what am I going to do now? That's what he wants you to think. What am I going to do now? Well, what if this doesn't come to pass? Well, what if my prayer doesn't get answered? I mean, you know, I prayed three days ago. How long does it take God to move? Well, how long does it take you to get yourself in line so he can answer your prayer? That's a good question right there. Don't give up. God has plans for you and you on streaming. God has plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11, very familiar verse to a lot of people. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So let me clarify here. God does not think evil of his children. He doesn't think evil of the sinners. So the Amplified, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare or faring well and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. God knows his plan for you. If you don't know what his plan is, then seek him. Ask him and he will minister to you. But be patient. You may not be ready to receive the plan. Jeremiah 33:3 again in the Amplified. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. So the bottom line is, be patient. God's not finished with you yet. He can't show us everything at one time. It would just blow us away. But this is going to be a year. And you know, they say it's a year of the door. Okay? So the door can either be open or the door can be shut. Well, I'm declaring by faith concerning this work of God here in Anderson, Missouri, the door of God is open to pour out his anointing. First off, I want his anointing and his presence. And then his provision comes a little bit later down the line. But first off, I want his anointing and his presence. Because if I have that, then I can stand where I'm supposed to stand. And if attack comes, I just move with it, sway with it like that. So I pray that you'll stand your ground. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't back down. Don't back up. Stand your ground and watch what God has for you this year, because he is a good God. He loves his children and he has good things for us. Those of you on streaming, that's for you also. But I pray that you're not sitting home. Church doors are open. You need to be there. We appreciate you being with us. But I want to encourage you. Find your local church. Get in and support it. And let God use you or minister to you there. God bless you all. We love you. We won't be back Wednesday night. we don't want to be showing what we're going to be doing then. Well, we might let you have a glimpse of it at that time too. We might let you have a glimpse of that too.